some people, you know, will say, oh, you know, you're coming in, you're trying to invade our state, you're trying to colonize us. And that's not what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is keep New Hampshire awesome.
Hi, I'm Matt Welch for Reason TV. I am in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Bally's Hotel at Freedom Fest, and I am happy to be joined this morning by Carla Garrick, and that's not really how you pronounce her last name, but she's South African, so that's what we get. She's part of the president of the Free State Project. Tell the kids at home, those who don't know, what is it, where did it come from, what's it doing?
Okay, so the Free State Project is a movement to attract 20,000 libertarians to all move to the state of New Hampshire to get liberty in our lifetime. The way it works is you have to sign a pledge, and the pledge is 20,000 people. Once that number is reached, and we're at 11,000 right now, then people have 5 years to move to the state of New Hampshire. The cool part is people have decided they're not going to wait. So we have over 1,000 people who have now moved, which means we have 15 people who have been elected to the state house.
They're elected as what?
They're as state reps. And the reason New Hampshire was chosen as the state is because it's small. We can concentrate people there. It has the largest legislative body in, I believe, either the world, but definitely in America. So there are 400 seats.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and what that means is they can actually, you know, most of the reps know all their constituents. You know, they represent 3,000 people. So it's a little harder to, like, screw people over because they're your friends and neighbors.
And are they members of, is there a political party associated with it, or they can be FSP people who are Republicans or Democrats?
Right.
Or?
I mean, the people who were elected this round were mostly ran on the Republican ticket. The Free State Project itself is not a political action group, so how people have explained it to me is basically I'm the bus driver, so my job is just to create a vehicle for people to move from wherever they are to the state of New Hampshire. Once people get there, they do whatever they want. So people start nonprofits. You know, we have a lot of people who are into medical marijuana, try and influence policy. Some guys run for state rep. Some people move to Keene and just cause all kinds of crap with civil disobedience. You know, so whatever sort of floats someone's boat or whatever their issue is, they can find a place to do what they want to do.
Now, it's Keene, right?
Keene is where the, yes.
Tell us a little bit about it. You know,
sure.
Is there like a little libertarian or free
enclave
state ghetto somewhere? What is it like in reality?
Okay, so, I mean, people move to various parts of the state. I live up north near Dartmouth. People concentrate in Manchester. A lot of the politicos are in the bigger cities. Keene itself seems to be attracting a lot of the more anarchy oriented people. Free Talk Live, which is a nationally syndicated radio station, they live there, and you know, they broadcast from there, and it just seems to attract, you know, the younger kids, maybe when they get out of college and they go there. And we do civil disobedience all across the state, but a lot of it seems to be focused in Keene.
And the civil disobedience is targeting what? Just any and all things?
You know, I mean, there have been various things. I mean, from, manicuring without a license was one. There was a great kid, Andrew Carroll, who's actually in this documentary that was just made about the Free State Project. He walked around with a pot plant on his hand and went to the police station and was like, okay, I have a bud here, arrest me, and they did, you know? So it's just really to shine the light on some of the ridiculous things, and it's to show the coercion of the state, you know? When you're going up against the police, it does, it really, you can capture the force, you know. And then another example was, sometimes they'll go to court for various things and they won't take off their hats, and the judge will arrest them for contempt of court and lock them up for 3 days. And I think the most effective way with civil disobedience is if you can elicit an emotional response. So you want people to look at it and think, wow, yeah, you know what, the state is really a bunch of thugs.
How have the locals responded to all these weird people with anarchist toenails in their toenail polish in their midst?
Favorably in general. I mean, one of the reasons we chose New Hampshire is because people are quite libertarian leaning there. You know, like, my landlady is old, she's 88, and she was complaining about Obamacare. And I said, yeah, but you know, Bush was just as bad. And she looked at me and she said, they're all a bunch of crooks. So those are sort of the people on the ground. Because, you know, the media coverage tends to skew towards the civil disobedience side of things, some people, you know, will say, oh, you know, you're coming in, you're trying to invade our state, you're trying to colonize us. And that's not what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is keep New Hampshire awesome.
Do you have t-shirts with that slogan?
No, but since I just coined that, I think we should.
My biggest objection to the concept of the Free Straight Project, and it's not really an objection, but if I was to have one,
yes.
is it healthy to want to live next to people who agree with you politically?
I know it's a little creepy.
It's a little creepy, right?
Actually, it's awesome. I mean, that's the best part of the Free State Project is that sense of community. I mean, we're building the community, of course, with people coming in. But then the longer we're in the state, I've been there now for 4 years, you start to meet people, you know, through your day job or whatever, where they do agree with you. And maybe on some things, not entirely, but then you can sway them. You know, I personally am a voluntarist and, you know, I want people, you know, through persuasion to change people's minds.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much, Carla, for being with us. Free State Project, check it out. Libertopia, now entering a free state of mind, is the newish documentary out on it. For Reason TV, I'm Matt Welch.